This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robert Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Of course, the NFL draft on the horizon. And joining me now to discuss, Phil Savage, Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director, former Browns GM. Now, Phil, I know you might not have any inside information as to what the Browns are going to do, but what do you think they are going to do with picks 1 and 4 in this upcoming draft?
Yeah, well, I think as we get closer to the draft and the presence of Tyrod Taylor as the quarterback for 2018, I think the Browns are in a position to take the quarterback that is not necessarily ready today, but they can coach up and have some incubation time for tomorrow, if you will. And if you look at all of that and consider the fact that the AFC North really requires a bigger quarterback with a strong arm, I think it's going to be Josh Allen for Wyoming. I really do. If they needed a quarterback to get on the field this year, then I think it would have been Sam Darnold. But in my estimation, to match up with Big Ben Roethlisberger and to match up with Joe Flacco, of course, Andy Dalton's with the Bengals, I think it'll end up being Josh Allen at 1, and then at 4, I think really it could be 3 different options for them. The remaining player that's left on the board from Saquon Barkley and Bradley Chubb and or a trade down. And listen, if the Giants take Barkley at 2, that means 2 of the quarterbacks are still going to be on the board at 4, and there's going to be a boat race between Miami, Buffalo, and the Arizona Cardinals to get up there and try to take one of those QBs. So I could see them conceivably moving down with that second choice.
Now, when it comes to Allen, and I agree with you, I think that's probably what they'll do with the first pick. There are a couple of schools of thought. One is that he hasn't been accurate enough or proven it enough, and that his talent is being magnified and his flaws are being lowered, sort of the opposite of a Lamar Jackson who did play very well and people are magnifying perhaps his flaws. On the other side, I talked to his coach at Wyoming, Craig Bohl, who said that he's ready to play because of the pro-style offense they run. That's what you think the Browns are going to do. How do you personally evaluate Allen as a prospect?
Well, of course, Josh was part of our recent Senior Bowl, and so, you know, as a graduate underclassman, he was eligible for our game. I thought he handled the week as well as could be expected, especially off of the field in terms of just he was pulled in 1,000 different ways by the media, by the 31 other teams that got access to him. He was playing for the Broncos. And the thing that was encouraging about Josh during the week is that, you know, Tuesday he sprayed it around some. Wednesday he was a little better. Thursday he was even better. And then on Saturday in the game, he actually played quite well with a couple touchdown passes, 158 yards, I think, and a quarter's worth of work. So, you know, you saw a rate of progression with him over the course of that slice of a week in an evaluation. There's no doubt that the ball will get away from him at times. But there's also no doubt that he makes some throws that are wow type throws. And again, I think the evaluation with Josh is not what he is today, but what you think he can be 18 months from now. And I think that's going to be the separator in why he'll be the number one choice overall.
Do you think he will wind up as the best quarterback in this class?
I think 5 years from now, we'll be having a conversation about, well, you know, it's always a 50-50 proposition. Remember what happened in 2018? And it'll be such and such has played well, such and such has been a washout, and the other two or three have been sort of in between. Honestly, I have no idea. I think situationally and the fit, the club, the coach, the scheme that these quarterbacks go to is going to be hugely important this year. because I don't know that any of these top four, or including Lamar Jackson five, I'm not sure that any of them are flawless enough that they're not going to need a lot of help. And so if Allen goes to the Browns and John Dorsey can have some stability there, and Hugh Jackson, you know, coaches as well as people say he can the quarterback position, then, you know, it's there's no reason to think he can't be. But, you know, I think only time will tell really on all of these quarterbacks. I've said since last June that I thought it was an overhyped, overrated group overall, but these teams that are in the market for a quarterback almost feel compelled that they have to take one, and we're going to see them all come off the board within the first seven or eight picks easily on Thursday night.
Robin Lundberg talking to Phil Savage, Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director, former Browns GM here on CBS Sports Radio. Because it is, in a sense, a crapshoot, and I know guys spend a lot of time evaluating these players, but we've seen some big swings and misses with quarterbacks. What do you think of the school of thought? Do you think this is crazy that some people have floated out there that the Browns should perhaps consider taking a quarterback at 1 and 4?
Well, I think on one hand, it's kind of a creative thought because the idea is that, okay, if it's a 50-50 proposition, if we take two of them, then at least one of them will hit. The other idea is that if you take a second quarterback, then one of those teams that may be picking later in the first round, you know, they may really have an interest in one of these quarterbacks. So you're drafting an asset to ultimately trade, almost like the NBA does.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would happen. It definitely would be a very big surprise on Thursday night if it did. But look, if they drafted, you know, a second quarterback at pick number four, and then the New England Patriots get involved with pick 23 and pick 31 and a host of other choices, then, you know, maybe it's conceivable it could happen. I know that one of the problems, one of the issues with that going back, and I still think it's the same way, is that once you pick the player, then you're married to that slot. And so, you know, the Patriots rookie pool, as an example, with the 23 and 31, it only changes if they move into that position and then take a player. If they end up trading for that player later, then they have to figure out how to pay number four money with 23 and 31 slotted money-wise, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the Patriots have been attached a little bit to Lamar Jackson. Do you think that's realistic?
Based on the Patriot way, and at least my idea of what they've had at quarterback through the years, it would be a pretty big departure from what they've done. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, you go back and look at the 2000 combine, and, you know, he ran like 5.4 or something in the 40. Lamar Jackson's a legit 4.5, if not better. You know, doesn't have the polish as a pocket passer coming into this that Brady had, you know, the last five or six games of his senior year at Michigan. So it would be different. But as they go forward, Lamar Jackson in conjunction with another quarterback, I could see that happening while they develop him. You know, Bill's very creative. He's a forward thinker in this league, and he may see that this is truly the way for the future, having a dual threat quarterback in the NFL.
Who do you think is the best overall player in the draft? Are you on the Saquon Barkley train?
You know, I think he's really a preeminent talent. Of course, I do the radio color for Alabama. I love Minka Fitzpatrick. I would put him in that mix. People talk about Bradley Chubb, and then, of course, Saquon, but I think maybe it's Roquan Smith. I really think Roquan's going to have a tremendous NFL career. He's the linebacker from Georgia. As soon as I put the tapes on back in December to watch Georgia as Bama was getting ready for the playoffs, I just felt like that this is another Ray Lewis-type linebacker. He's got sideline-to-sideline range. He can strike an opponent at the point of attack. He can cover the pass. And I thought he made and elevated the entire defense around him, made all those guys better. So I really like Roquan Smith and Minka Fitzpatrick, to be honest.
And those guys could wind up, I guess, being sort of steals in a sense, if you're saying the best overall, because I don't know where they're going in mock drafts, but I think the last time I saw Smith was around 9.
Yeah, I think all those teams that are in that 6 to 12 range, they're going to be really happy Thursday night because again, there's going to be a rush on these quarterbacks. And the Quentin Nelsons and Minkas and Roquan Smiths, all those guys are still going to be on the board. And it's almost going to be like a new start over top five, probably where the Colts started at number six, to be quite – to be honest, that's the way I see this playing out.
You know, it's interesting because in general you would think it's so much more advantageous to be at the top of the draft. And I guess it still is here. But if you're not in love with the quarterbacks but you feel pressure to take a quarterback, that could put you in a bad spot and could leave some really good players for the teams right behind you in the draft. Phil Savage, really appreciate your insight this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Those teams picking quarterbacks in the top five will have fingers crossed, their teeth clenched, all of the above, whereas the teams picking 6 to 10 are going to be jumping up and down with joy when they get a Roquan Smith to fall right into their lap.
They'll be nice and relaxed. Enjoy a hopefully relaxing Saturday. Phil Savage, Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.